College is thought to be the part of the education system which prepares students for what we like to call the real world. It's a world of opportunity and challenges. It's a world filled with ideas that we embrace and those that we disagree with. And when those times of disagreement come before us, we can choose to hear them out, learn from them, or reject them and just simply move on. Today's college campus, including a growing number in New Jersey, they don't see things that way. In fact, there's a growing effort to narrow the spectrum of what's placed before students via discussion and material so as not to emotionally harm anyone. The filter for this concept is trigger warning, and my next guest is someone certainly not supportive of this idea. He's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Dr. Everett Piper. Thank you for being here today, Doctor.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And the website for Wesleyan University is okwu.edu. So again, I use the term trigger warning. Explain how this is being put into practice in the college world today.
Well, essentially, we see it on the evening news, or we see it anytime you open up your computer and search for the news there. We see what it's called is the snowflake rebellion, microaggressions, the call for safe spaces, trigger warnings. All of this is code language for politically correct, top-down governed speech police. Essentially, what we have is the academic elites on college campuses trying to control thought and control ideas. And these students are buying into this, and they're demanding that anytime someone expresses a contrary idea, an uncomfortable idea, an idea that's contrary to their politically correct agenda, they throw the trigger warning, the microaggression card, and they claim they've been offended and they want their opponent to be silenced. This is not academic freedom. This is ideological fascism because you must submit, you must comply, you must be one of us, or we will silence you, we will sequester you, we will kick you out of school, we will ask for you to be fired.
And this is typically, you're subjected to be called a hater, a bigot, an Islamophobe, a victimizer, oppressor. And, well, you know, let's look at both sides of the scale. If someone is, and this is something, I'll refer to something sort of out of the box of trigger warnings, but the San Bernardino Islamic terrorist shooting earlier this year, there was a neighbor of the couple who saw things that were suspicious, but he was afraid to come forward and say anything because he didn't want to be labeled as an Islamophobe. Is bending or cowering from a false label from the proponents of trigger warning equally part of the problem?
Absolutely. What we've done is we've taken the traditional historic veracity of the liberal arts academy. Let me go back and answer your question this way. Harvard, Dartmouth, Princeton, is all of the Ivy League institutions, frankly, all of the American Academy, was founded in the tradition of, let's say, Oxford and Cambridge. If you go back to Oxford's founding in approximately 1100 AD, it was founded as a liberal arts institution to do what? To educate culture, to educate a free man and a free woman, to educate us in liberty and liberation and freedom and justice. Within the words of Christ, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We didn't have an education of opinions that was governed by the king, that were governed by the king. We had an education of liberty that pursued the truth, recognizing that it was only within the context of God's revealed truth, those self-evident truths endowed to us by our Creator, that we're ever going to be a free people. That's the history and the heritage of the liberal arts academy. That's why I titled my book, Why I'm a Liberal and Other Conservative Ideas, because I'm arguing that as a conservative, I believe in classical liberty more so than my left of center counterpart, because I allow truth to judge the debate, not political power or popularity or opinions. Truth wins, not you, not me, not power, not politics, not privilege. Truth should be the objective of the academy, not safety and comfort, but confrontation that builds character.
And Dr. Everett Piper, who is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, okwu.edu is their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And also on that website, not too long ago, you had a column, "This is not a daycare center, it's a university," because this is a great example, too. Dr. Piper writes about just how far the trigger warning idea or concept has gone. Someone felt, Doctor, they actually needed a trigger warning because of 1 Corinthians 13?
Yeah. I actually had a kid about a year ago now come forward in our chapel. We have required chapel at Oklahoma Wesleyan because we're boldly conservative and boldly Christian. We still have chapel. The sermon was on 1 Corinthians 13, the quintessential love chapter of the Bible. The kid was offended by it because he felt he was singled out and his peers were singled out. My response to him was, that uncomfortable feeling you had during chapel, it's called your conscience. You might want to attend to it. We're not in the business of making you feel safe here. We're in the business of challenging you here. We don't want you to feel comfortable if you're sinning and being unloving. We want to confront you and ask you to confess it. This isn't a daycare. It's a university. That piece went viral, as you know, and caught a little bit of attention.
So, to say the least, I mean, I know you're an educator, not a psychologist professionally, but where does this need for coddling come about? Is it simply just the political preference, or is it just is this upcoming generation we have to hand the keys to sooner versus later? I'm afraid to say, unfortunately, they're just not equipped for reality.
It's the result of teaching terrible ideas decade after decade. We've created this monster. We've been teaching narcissism and self-absorption for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and the chickens are coming home to roost. We actually have people that believe this nonsense. Sally Cohn, a CNN talking head, just recently said at a symposium for free speech and on the University of Missouri campus that she was glad that people like me, conservatives, arguing for free speech, are feeling that we are oppressed and shut down. She said, I'm happy they feel under assault. This is the upside-down nature of the ideas of narcissism and self-absorption that we've been teaching. These people are not interested in tolerance because they demonstrate their intolerance by saying they can't tolerate my intolerance. It's an illusion. It's a magician's trick. And their call for inclusion is driven by exclusion. Their criticism of hate is fueled by their own hate. They wave the banner of feminism while they deny the female. They claim to be pro-science while shamelessly ignoring basic biology. They revel in bigotry while they condemn the bigot. They kill the powerless, i.e. the unborn child, while they rail against the powerful. They denounce racism while they foment racial division. They wave banners of love when they know nothing but sex. Everything is upside down for these people. They champion human rights while they mock what is human and what is right. They preach that all morality is relative, and then they demand that they alone are moral. I could go on and on and on. We have taught self-refuting, upside-down lies and ideas generation after generation, and the chickens are coming home to roost.
You mentioned Sally Cohn. I mean, this is, again, an example of just how outrageous the safe zones and the trigger warnings have gotten. You had a fellow liberal, Kirsten Powers, also on CNN, basically say to Sally, are you out of your mind?
Exactly. Kirsten gets it. She's left of center politically. She has different solutions to solve problems than I would have. But she understands the importance of truth judging the debate, not power, not privilege. By the way, Kirsten is a recent convert to Christ of a few years ago through, I believe, Metaxas' Socrates in the City in New York City. She understands that even though she fancies herself as a progressive politically, that there has to be a solution other than her opinion or my opinion or your opinion. I don't give degrees and opinions at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. I actually hope you learn something about nursing and engineering and biology and physiology. I don't pat you on the back when you graduate and say, here's your diploma and opinions. Opinions are dangerous. Pol Pot and Mao and Robespierre and Stalin and Mussolini and Hitler, all the despots of history had opinions, and it didn't end well. But Jesus told us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
We're having our time with Dr. Everett Piper, president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, here on Issues and Ideas. So for the parent right now who is doing the college shopping and the student that's putting out the letters of request for admission, what should those parents be doing as far as if they're proper parents and, you know, have thought out and logically and carefully prepared their child for the real world, and they're going to set off into a college campus with the safe space and the trigger warnings, what should those parents be thinking about right now?
Well, I'm going to answer the question in the context of being a Christian. So everybody just needs to understand that context. I believe, first and foremost, that the traditional liberal arts academy that's grounded in veritas, truth, Latin for truth, is the only good education, and that anything that falls short of that is just the perpetuation of opinions, and I don't think that's worth your time or money. So first of all, ask the institution, what's your view of truth? If they say truth is an objective, attainable reality that you go out and grasp and learn more of, then good, that's a good answer. But if they say it's a postmodern construct that we just believe whatever's true for you, whatever works for you is good for you, then that's nonsense, because Pol Pot thought what worked for him was good for him and good for culture, but it didn't end well for for a lot of people in the killing field. Obviously, there has to be an objective standard at the end of the academic experience. C.S. Lewis told us you can do no measuring without a measuring rod outside of those things being measured. And if your institution that you're spending tens of thousands of dollars for doesn't believe that, then I would argue it isn't worth your time or money.
He is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. On the web, it's okwu.edu. You can also see his writings, including on trigger warning safe zones and other factual and truth issues that spring to his mind. He sees fit to bring to the forefront for debate and discussion, free debate and discussion, too. Imagine that on a college campus. That's a novelty these days. That's what they do at Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Dr. Everett Piper, thanks for being here today.
Blessings to you.